Hello,
Miss Chelsea Diamond.
Yes, who's this?
Yeah, good evening, Miss Diamond. My name is Joel, calling on behalf of National Opinion Survey. I'm conducting an opinion survey. Could you be so kind and share your opinion with us on some issues facing your community and the nation? It's very brief, and I'll be as quick as possible. Is that okay, Miss Diamond? I'll be brief. Okay, now, Miss Diamond, first of all, are you there?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And this survey, I have to read everything verbatim, so I'm not trying to insult your intelligence or anything like that, but do you think of yourself as a male, female, or something else?
Female.
I'm sorry?
A female.
Thank you. Thank you, and I do appreciate it. Now, what is the year of your birth?
Huh?
What is the year of your birth?
96.
Thank you. Moving forward, I want to thank you for taking your time to answer and share your opinion with us. Are you registered to vote?
Yes.
Moving forward, are you a Hispanic, Latino, or Spanish origin?
Nope.
Okay. What is your race?
African American.
Okay. Thank you. Moving forward. In general, do you feel positive or negative about each of the following, the future of the planet? Positive or negative?
Negative.
What about the future of the country?
Negative.
What about your own future?
Positive.
Okay. Yeah, okay. Now, no matter how frequently you vote in elections, how much power do you feel your vote has to make change on issues that are important to you? Please rate the amount of power you feel your vote has on a scale from 0 to 10, where 0 means your vote has no power at all, and 10 means your vote has a lot of power.
0.
0? Okay. Bear with me here. Let me just mess. Now, moving forward. Of the following issues, which 3 are the most important to you? I'm going to name a list. Please pick 3, okay? Economy and the cost of living, immigration, racism and discrimination, abortion access, student loans, gun violence, education, crime, mental health, national security, health care, climate change.
Mental health, okay. Racism, economy, and cost of living.
Thank you. Moving forward, thinking about this chapter of your life, which 3 of the following do you currently prioritize most? Improving or maintaining physical health, having or caring for children, advancing in your career, work-life balance, contributing to positive change in your community, economic security and financial independence, relationships like romantic partnerships or friendships, improving or maintaining mental health, your education, caring for senior family members, hobbies, and free time activities.
Probably making a change in the community.
Making a change in your community. Anything else? Can you pick 2 more, please?
Oh. You said it's so many. The mental health. Improving the mental health.
Improving the mental health? Okay.
I don't remember what else to say. You said a bunch of stuff.
Okay. Improving or maintaining physical health, having or caring for children, advancing in your career, work-life balance, economic
work-life
security.
Balance.
Okay, thank you. Moving forward. Which of the following traits are most important to your identity? Please choose up to 3. Being young, your spiritual religious beliefs, your hobbies or interests, your sexual orientation, your role in relationships like being a mother, caregiver, wife, or a friend, your profession, your personality, being a member of your racial, ethnic group, being American, or just being a woman.
Religious belief.
Okay.
Oh my goodness.
Okay. So take your time.
I don't remember what you said. You said.
Okay. Would you like me to repeat it? I'll be more than glad to repeat it.
You got the spiritual religious belief?
Yeah, I got your spiritual religious belief. I got that. I'll be more than glad to repeat it. Being young, your hobbies or interests, your sexual orientation, your role in relationships like being a mother, caregiver, wife, or friend, your profession, your personality, being a member of your racial, ethnic group, being American or just being a woman?
Being a woman.
Okay.
And being a woman, and I guess my role.
Being a member of your racial ethnic group?
No.
No?
Being like the one you said, like your role, like being a mother, something like that.
Oh,
you said something
your role in relationships, like being a mother, caregiver, wife,
yes.
And friend.
Yes,
okay,
your
perfect.
Role in relationships.
Moving forward. When you think about the American political system, which emotions do you feel most often? You may choose up to two of the following. Hope, exhaustion, anger, frustration, pride, dread, happiness, disappointment, or sadness.
You said when I think about what?
The American political system.
Exhausted, frustration.
Exhausted and frustration. Thank you.
Yep.
Which of the following statements comes closest to your opinion? Statement A, our government and political system work effectively to provide solutions for the issues facing the American people. Statement B, our government and political system do not work effectively now to provide solutions for the issues facing the American people, but could in the future. Statement C, our government and political system will likely never work effectively to provide solutions for the issues facing the American people.
See?
Thank you. Moving forward. What factors are most to blame for the U.S. government and political system not working effectively? You may choose up to three of the following. Politicians are out of touch with the daily life of most people. The two-party system. Power-hungry politicians seeking control. Corporate money has too much influence. Too many old white men in power. Systemic racism. Division and gridlock between political parties. Not enough people getting involved to make our voices heard, or none of the above.
Division, not enough people getting involved to make our voices heard.
Okay.
And the first one you said, with the politicians being out of touch.
Out of touch, okay. 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 And how much do you think decisions made by the following affect your personal life? Do their decisions affect your personal life a lot? Somewhat, a little, or not at all. Ballot initiatives, propose laws that the public votes on directly.
Say it again, please. Repeat it.
Yeah. Propose laws that the public votes on directly. Does that affect you a lot, somewhat, a little, or not at all?
I would probably say somewhat, a little.
Somewhat. What about your state government?
And is how much does it affect me?
Okay, yeah. How much do you think decisions made by the following people or organizations that I'm going to name affect your personal life, your state government? A lot?
Oh,
somewhat?
A lot.
A lot. What about Congress?
A lot.
What about your city government?
A lot.
The Supreme Court?
A lot.
President Biden?
A lot.
Community organizations like nonprofits, grassroots coalitions?
A lot.
Moving forward. You will now hear some brief descriptions of cases recently decided by the U.S. Supreme Court. For each case, please indicate how it affects your motivation to help enact change through civic participation, like voting, signing petitions, contacting representatives, etc. The U.S. Supreme Court has ruled to block the student loan forgiveness program, which aimed to deliver up to $20,000 in relief to millions of borrowers. Is that very motivating to you, somewhat motivating, somewhat unmotivating, or not at all motivating?
You said that they blocked it?
Yes, yes. The U.S. Supreme
Court has very unmotivating.
Okay.
The fact that they blocked it.
Okay. The U.S. Supreme Court has ruled to end affirmative action, which means colleges and universities can no longer take race into consideration in admissions. Now, is this very motivating to you, somewhat motivating, somewhat unmotivating, or not at all motivating?
Probably somewhat motivating.
Now, Okay, thank you. And the U.S. Supreme Court has ruled to allow businesses to discriminate against LGBTQ plus customers and deny them services. Now, how do you feel about this? Is this very motivating, somewhat motivating, somewhat unmotivating, or not at all motivating for you to, does this affect your motivation to help enact change through civic participation?
Well, yeah, because we're all humans, regardless of what
okay.
someone decides to do. Yeah.
Okay, so you would say this is very motivating to you, somewhat motivating, somewhat unmotivating, or not at all motivating?
I mean, it will make me, if what you're asking is, it does it make me want a change there? Yes, or if you're saying,
you will not hear some brief descriptions of cases recently decided by the U.S. Supreme Court. For each case, please indicate how it affects your motivation to help enact change through civic participation, like voting, signing petitions, contacting representatives, etc. Now, by the U.S. Supreme Court has ruled to allow businesses to discriminate against LGBTQ plus customers and deny them services. Now, is this very motivating to you, somewhat motivating, somewhat unmotivating, or not at all motivating?
Somewhat motivating. How much longer do we have, sir?
I'm at 65% finished, ma'am. I'll start reading more quicker, okay, ma'am? So I can get back to you.
I have someone on the other line, and it's been 11 minutes.
Okay. I know it has been some time, but I still got quite a bit more, ma'am. If not, I'll be more than glad to schedule a call back, ma'am. I know you got somebody on the line, but how about if you give me 5 more minutes? Is that okay?
Can we just do a call back?
Okay. Thank you. And enjoy. I do appreciate you taking your time, okay? Enjoy the rest of your day, okay?
Thank you.
Thank
you,
ma'am. Bye-bye.